Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, 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 check this out. This is Fresh Get Out the China Man with the 2 Live Crew.
Yo, yo, what's up, y'all? It's me, DMC.
What's up, y'all? This is the Boy Master P.
Yo, check us out. Chuck the Public Enemy.
Yo, what's up? This is DJ Yella from the world's most dangerous group.
What's up? This is DLC.
This is your boy, C. Murder.
This is Jerry Heller, motherfucker.
This is your boy, DJ Paul KOL 365.
Young Busy Bomb.
Vice Womp.
Yo, this is DJ Randy Grant.
What up, what up, what up? This is the real Rick Ross. You listen to me on the Murder Master Music Show.
This is the show that shows no limits, broadcast nothing but the real. Interviews with legendary artists, still got love for the underground feel. Rappers with records, revealing the addition of rappers that are coming up, get them put on. We needed a platform to fight the mainstream. The show that you need to be on. Hit up UGS for life on screen and follow with wizard.com. For all of your needs, production and mixing and mastering, graphics and download and time. Check out the archives and touch with the shows. Buddy, your content and view it, it is. Everything free to download and stream. Oh, yeah, we deserve the real review.
Unstoppable, we be revived, our beats, we represent. All them chillers on the mic, and we should love to all you fans. You keep the focus, bringing nothing but the rhythm. Come and tune into the dopest.
I'm a madman, going crazy, knocking all you rappers off. It's underground society, it's beauty, it's a light dog. Hip hop AD, represent for the legend. Rapping mumble rappers, so we ain't sitting on the hip. Two pocket beats, dreaming, thank you for the bliss. It's a murder master music show. Free the homie gangsta bro. I see these rappers on the streets, I got my job about to blow. Stay up on that raw shit, uncut street shit.
Vanilla strong, I see you feeding for the show. Let's get the drum, let's get it on.
Man, what's up, everybody? Episode 579, it's your boy Perez, Murder Master Music Show. Mac J is going to be on in a minute. I got the homie Exit Only. I'm going to bring him on. What's up, Exit? How you doing, brother?
All good there, fam. All good. Everything going well.
Oh, yeah, definitely, definitely. Tonight, you know, the music in the background, the most recognizable song probably of all time. I got five on it. You know what I'm saying? Yuck Mouth's going to be on. You know what's dope? Recently, Billboard did an article on Yuck, and we was talking about that a couple weeks ago, and they mentioned one of our clips from one of our shows on there. So I'm glad we can lend a helping hand to any of these hipster mainstream websites that don't know what they're talking about. You got to come to the Murder Master Music Show to get that real. But no, man, shout out to Yuck Mouth, man. That's a one of the most innovative cats out there, and he put a lot of people on. He helped jumpstart a lot of people's careers. He gave platforms to cats that normally wouldn't have platforms, similar to what we do, you know what I'm saying, similar to what Murder Dog did over the years. You know, and, you know, I feel him, man. I feel, dude. I seen a thing recently when he was talking about not putting on any more new motherfuckers because, you know, a lot of people, you put them on and then they turn out to be pieces of shit. They turn out to stab you in the back or whatnot. It happens, man. It's part of life, you know.
Yeah,
but Yuck's one of them dudes, man. He put a lot of dudes on and over the years, and he was never a selfish rapper. He shared his platform. I salute him for that. A lot of cats don't. You know what I'm saying? A lot of cats, man, they get that platform and they don't want nobody to have anything to do with it. You know, and that's wrong, man. You gotta look out for talent, but also you gotta look out for character. You know what I'm saying? You can't just put on anybody that's talented. You gotta put on people that are gonna be loyal to you at the end of the day. You know. But yeah, that's what it is, man. The Raging General, he's gonna be on here, you know what I'm saying? We're gonna chop it up here hopefully in a little bit. He sent me some dope tracks as usual. Let me ask you, Axie, you being a dope musician yourself, dope artist, you know what I'm saying, what do you think about the I Got Five on a beat, man? When you hear that beat, do you just want to start flowing to that? Is that some type of a track that you see yourself writing to?
Can you hear me, sir? Can you hear me, Brother Prayer?
Yeah, I got you, brother.
Okay,
yeah.
great. Oh, man, that song actually changed a lot of people's lives during my particular time and era. And what's so amazing about that track Because you ain't got to do nothing but hear like the first 5 seconds of it, and you know what it is. I mean, you know what it is. It ain't like music nowadays. You have to listen to it till you hear something in it within a catchy or something that somebody just tell you like, oh, okay, that's what it is. When that track goes doom doom doom, that's it. That's really all you need. That's it. That's like a urban classic, you know, a urban classic. I mean, an outstanding track, man. And yes, they created something that outstood time itself, because even to this day, and to watch it on the trailer, that was just extraordinary. And I felt great to hear it because, like I said, I'm from the South, and to me, that track was like a West Coast Southern track. It represented where we from. So to hear it was like awesome. And I want to give a shout out to whoever decided to put it in the video. Was it the director or what? It was just extraordinary and a great idea.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely. And plus, I remember as a kid, as a younger individual, I remember telling the homies, hey, I got 5 on it. Do you got 5 on it? And when that song came out, it captured that whole vibe. You know what I'm saying? That's what it was about back then. You know,
yeah, that was that
nowadays,
particular
it's like
time.
You got 20 on it, you got 25 on it. You know what I'm saying? It's got a little bit more expensive. You know, inflation has gone through the roof. They're gonna have to do an updated version of it. But you know what I'm saying? The weed connoisseurs, man. Them guys. When I think of hip hop and weed, of course you always gotta think of Cypress Hill. You know, I think of Total Devastation, Method Man, of course, and Red Man. Snoop Dogg, of course, but then y'all come out.
Devin the Dude.
Gotta think it.
Devin the Dude.
Yeah, Devin
and
the Dude.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Devin. Devin had a podcast where he would fly in. He would have like a remote control helicopter fly in a bag of weed for the guests to roll a joint. I always thought that was the most innovative shit. You know what I'm saying? Devin the Dude's a high motherfucker.
Man, had a chance to sit and smoke with Devin. That's the first time that I actually was like, look, bro, I really don't want no more of it. I don't know what he had or what strain he got or where he got it from, but it was some of the most potent bud I have ever intake. And that was from Devin the Dude. So, yeah, he is the truth.
Oh, these guys don't fuck around when it comes to weed, man. These guys got the highest levels of THC. known to man. I mean, these guys. I remember when Yuckmouth was on the smoke box. He was in the smoke box, Be Real and everybody. And them guys were smoking some crazy shit. Everybody brought their own fucking weed to the fucking interview. It was nuts. You know what I'm saying,
man,
that's what I'm talking about. I think we got Yuck on the board right now. Actually, let's see if that's him, man. Is this you, Yuck?
Yeah. We pop with it.
Hey, man, Regime General, man. How you doing, brother?
Man, shit, I'm great, man. God is good, man. Happy New Year.
Yeah, Happy New Year,
happy
brother.
Happy 2019, Happy New Year. Man, we've been just sitting here talking about weed, of course, you know what I'm saying? But one thing recently, I seen you tweeted, man. You was talking about, like, no new motherfuckers, you know what I'm saying? You talking about... you know, how basically, you can't trust everybody. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And you notice that right now in hip hop, you know, like with Murder Dog, I remember we used to put on motherfuckers that never had a platform at all. You know what I'm saying? And,
right.
And some of them would get big and they never look back at us. You know what I mean? It's like, oh,
right.
Thank you.
Right.
None of that shit. How does it make you feel knowing that you helped put food on a lot of people's tables over the years? Some of them, I'm sure, are extremely grateful. And they rock with you, fuck with you and everything. But some of them, obviously, you know what I'm saying, they're just selfish-ass motherfuckers. When you're a giving dude, how does that make you feel knowing about all these selfish-ass dudes out there?
I think that I've been going through this my whole career, you know what I mean? So it don't make me stop doing me, you know what I mean? I'm still going to bring money to the table, you know what I mean? Because I come from, you know, when I was a teenager, organized crime, where we all was making money together, you know what I mean? So... that's what I come from. So that's my cloth. Now, if these other dudes want to be, you know, unloyal or don't want to, you know, follow the protocol, you know, each one teach one, you know what I mean? Wash hand, two hands wash your hand. You wash your hand, I wash my hand, two hands wash your face. Same type of shit that you learn when you're growing up, you know what I mean? People don't go by the same rules nowadays. So it is what it is. I mean, people don't live by the cloth no more, so I don't expect them to. You know what I mean? But like I said on that post, I ain't looking for no new regime niggas, no new friends, and none of that shit, man. I'm 44, man. I should be set with my people who I already got, you know? Period.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, definitely. Because you've always, you know, you've worked with a lot of people over the years, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, a lot of collaborations. And, you know what I'm saying? It's always good to see people do that, you know what I'm saying? But now I really understand why a lot of cats don't. They don't want to deal with the bullshit. You know what I'm saying?
No, I know he's really trying to do that. You're trying to get at the little Tech N9ne situation. Me and Tech N9ne is great. You know what I mean? Me and Tech N9ne.
I didn't even know anything's going on with you and Tech N9ne. I just referring to your post.
Back in the day, I mean, I think last week, and I did a post, you know, just going off on things I did for people and nobody looking out. So, would you bring that situation up? I thought you was talking about that.
Oh, no, man. To be honest with you, I haven't even heard Tech N9ne music in a long time, man. He kind of went to a mainstream level, which is cool, you know what I'm saying? But I remember the Absolute Power days and the Angelic and the stuff like that, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But you know, I don't even know what's going on with Cat lately. But what's up with the regime as a whole, though?
My brother. Like, I did a live, basically, you know, just expressing that some little things that everybody been talking about. I ain't going to say the shit again, but a couple things that everybody been talking about. And just express it, you know, no hatred or nothing. You know what I mean? But people try to build it or spread it around like it was beef. It was just a question I asked. You know what I mean? And people try to spin a question into some beef shit. So Tech got on his page and cleared it up. You know what I mean? Let motherfuckers know it's all love and, you know, whatever I was talking about, he answered the question. You know what I mean? So that's all it is. You know, a lot of people and, you know, on the sideline being people's ear, trying to spin the shit and trying to talk shit and, you know, divide and conquer and shit like that. And it ain't going to work with me and my brothers, you know what I mean? So, you know, this is an eye-opener, you know what I mean, that you just got to watch all these dudes because they hate to see you guys on top. They can't wait to see you fall, divide and conquer so they could get in position and all that type of sucker shit. So, you know, I learned from my mistakes back in the day.
And that's real shit, man. You speak on divide and conquer, you know, and you look at the rap game as a whole, it's divided as fuck right now. There's so many things, so many people going in different directions. Do you think if there would have been more unity, we wouldn't see all this fuck shit going on in hip-hop right now, all these weird trends and different things that's popping off?
I mean, I think Atlanta got a lot of unity. They're keeping it lit. That's why most of their artists blowing up, because they're doing the shit together. The West Coast coming together a little, you know what I mean? But I think if niggas was together from the beginning, we'll be on the level. Like, Atlanta is winning, for real, because they together. You know what I mean? They unity proved how they could just take over the whole fucking industry. And that's what's rocking them. If everybody else had more unity, like, say, New York, you know, they'd be back on top, too. They had the game one time. If the West Coast would have more unity, we'd be back on top, and we had a game. So Atlanta is giving a great, great, great example of how unity will make you win, you know, period. So that's a prime example how the Atlanta artists doing it. They killing them. Unity. They on everybody's shit. Ain't one artist bigger than the other, you know what I mean? Drake on Future shit, Future on Gunna shit, and, you know, so on and so on. Lil Baby, they just spreading the pop, you know what I mean, from the new dudes to the big dudes, you know what I mean? So it's all love out there. That's why they winning. So if it was more like that in hip-hop, nigga, hip-hop be great. Period.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely. Across the board. And you know, the Bay, like you said, man, the Bay has always been a good example of unity because you guys always work with each other, support each other's music and everything. Just like the I Got Five on it, man. You had the remix with E-40, with Spice and everybody on it. You know what I'm saying? I mean, that's a good example for everybody else to follow. I think Atlanta was paying attention. Atlanta was probably looking, you know, back in the day, like, man, look at these guys over here on the West Coast. Look what they're doing. Maybe if we apply that over here, we can do something. But
a lot of
speaking of, I got
Yeah, a lot of Bay Area, not to cut you off, but a lot of Bay Area dudes moved to Atlanta. So our hustle went down there, just like when Master P came from Baton Rouge to Richmond, or moved from Richmond to Baton Rouge and took the game down there. You know what I mean? Our game is stretched, you know what I mean? And we set examples, you know what I mean, everywhere we go, you know what I mean, period. Like, that independent game really started in the Bay Area. You know, that unity, you know, started in the Bay, you know what I mean? So everybody taking heed, you know what I mean, especially Atlanta, because there's a lot of Bay dudes out there. And it's a lot of love in Atlanta. You know, they got the whole Black Hollywood thing going down, you know, where everybody unified and shit. So, you know, it's a cool spot, you know what I mean, to really go up and go out there and come up, you know what I mean, as far as networking, you know, and everybody doing business together, you know. So it's a good look. Yeah. But everybody getting that game from the Bay, period. The Bay still unified, you know.
Yeah, and the Bay is definitely, you know what I'm saying, a huge influence on so many different people.
No matter what beats nigga got in the Bay, man, that's between them two brothers. You know what I mean? Everybody else still unified on all sides. You know what I mean? Like, it's a lot of little, you know, misunderstandings. I don't even call them beefs in the Bay. They misunderstanding that two dudes or three dudes get on the phone and squash it. You know, so it's a lot of misunderstandings going down, you know, that got people having to choose sides. You know what I mean? Me personally, I rock with all my brothers. You know what I mean? Don't make me have to choose sides and say, hey, if you don't rock with, if you fuck with dude, then you can't rock with me. That's stupid. You know, you guys need to get, you know, on the phone like grown men, or see each other in person like grown men, and handle your business. Don't put everybody else in it. You know what I mean? So that's one thing I want to, you know, divide and conquer. Like, you can't divide people over some disagreements that you got. If people was rocking with people before your disagreement, you know what I mean? You shouldn't hold nobody to that. But people that's really in your inner circle, like your people from your block, your record label and shit like that, you know what I mean? You're supposed to hold accountable, but everybody else that you just, you know, have a relationship with in hip hop, and you know what I mean? And you shouldn't expect them to have to do that, you know what I mean? Period. So that divide and conquer shit, you know, it happens, you know what I mean? But with this beef shit, everybody got two sides, you know?
Yeah. Well, it's like UGA, United Ghettos of America, you know what I'm saying? That's another example. You bring cats together from all over the place. Are we going to see another UGA yet? Because those were classics.
Yeah, I got some shit I'm cooking up, you know what I mean? Got some surprise cook up, you know what I mean? That's going to surprise y'all. Definitely got one coming, but I'm ready to do this music right now. I'll probably do it with the UGA at the end of the year, you know what I mean, when I knock out these projects. I'm knocking out these projects right now, man. Me and Sebo working on a new Thug Lords, the Murder Show. Me and Numb got some shit up our sleeve. My next album, Elegant Thug, and Thugged Out the Abolition 20th year anniversary DVD/album coming out. So yeah, I got some shit up, you know.
Man, you got a full calendar right there. I mean, that's a whole bunch of shit going on. You got a project with Sebo. Let's talk about that Thug Lords. Is this one going to have Spice on it, or is it just going to be you and Bolo?
No, most definitely. We're going to try to include Spice on it as much as we can, you know what I mean? Definitely, he's the original Thug Lord, you know what I mean? But me and Bolo is the group, you know what I mean? But Spice is the, you know, we start out with Spice, you know what I mean? But ended up just doing me and Bolo, because Spice wasn't accessible back in the day. He wasn't as accessible as me and Bolo. We both lived in L.A. and just pulling up on each other, you know, knocking it out. Spice was, I don't know where the fuck he was at, but we couldn't do it because he was, you know, nowhere to be found. So we had to get the shit done. And we kept doing it like that because he was nowhere to be found. But now that he's more out there, you know what I mean, and he networking, he, you know what I mean, doing his thing, I think we could get in contact with him and knock some shit out.
Yeah, hell yeah, man. That American Dream song, man, that you did, that was one of my fucking favorites, man. That beat was just so sick. Who produced that one? Do you remember who produced that one?
Yeah, that was my guy. What's my guy's name, man? God damn, man. It was the tip of my motherfucking tongue, man. Shit,
man,
it was one of my in-house producers. Nando. Yeah, Nando did that beat. One of my in-house producers, man, back in the day. Nando did that beat. He did all them little Godfather sounding beats after Mike Dean, he was doing all the fly shit. So, yeah, Nando, man, salute to him.
Hell yeah, most definitely, man. I'll tell you what, let's go to a track, and then we're gonna come back and chop it up, man. Man, this one here, man, let's give him this Jazzy Jeff track, man, with Swifty McVay, man. Why don't you tell everybody about this one?
Jazzy Jeff, you know what I mean, featuring Swift McVay, you know what I mean, D12, and shit, the kid, Yuck Mouth, man, check it out.
Shots fired, I'm the shooter. Call D, he got the knot required out the sewer. Beat from out the back like I'm firing the Uber. The fake him over positions, then the Kylie Kama Sutra with the vroom and the four fire. I'm Kyrie in a clutch. Then I'm in the six zone to Samari with a crush. Nigga cold when ice cream, that's all I'm old. She want a shotgun, I hit her with the ice pole. I'm pro attack season, bring nickels over dimes. Cause the older niggas get fine, ain't a cosign. Fine, get you fighting over hoes that ain't loyal. When them shots at the car leave, lick, that ain't oil. I can't trust nobody but help. I love my baby boy, but that nigga pee on himself. Shit bang at your system after master. Sermons move more 12 than a youth pastor. It's the next chapter. Bruh, bruh, who you here for? Bruh, bruh, who you here for? Whose man's is this? Bad and white when them cops come through. Fresh Prince, look. Jazzy Jeff to the dough. Jazzy Jeff to the dough. Jazzy Jeff to the dough. Jazzy Jeff to the dough.
Zilla, stuff it all in the van.
Pull up.
Polo pants, count bands through the Carlton dance. Run off, I'ma off your man. Pull up, BMF style, has the lights all sedan.
Like, what up, though? Cartier bucks, but I'ma cut dope.
Yeah.
Cut dope, potato on the muzzle when I hustle. Yeah. Fuck folks, I be getting yayo by the tub.
Yeah.
This big rock will make big face. Mount Rushmore.
Count it up, nigga.
I bleed the block, they need a stretcher.
Stretch.
Jazzy like Jeff, but the prince is more fresher. Nas had the tech on the dresser.
Yeah.
And I got the Tesla on autopilot, busting with the head slump. With no effort, T Grizzly on 7 Mile. I touched down with 300, no Kevin Lyle. I did travel in the French Alps, quit style, President Jowl on the wrist, bust that bitch down.
Bruh, bruh, who you here for? Hey. Bruh, bruh, who you here for? Whose man's is this? Bad white when them cops come, no Fresh Prince, look. Jazzy Jeff to the dough. Jazzy Jeff to the dough. Yeah, Jazzy Jeff to the dough.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Real hip hop, you know what I'm saying? Let's bring on got Exit Only, got Yuck Mouth, got the co-host, one and only Mac J. Man, that's what I'm talking about.
So.
That's off JJ based on Bill's story part 3, right?
Yeah, that's on part 3, man. Definitely, man. Shout out to the dude Swift McVay for shooting that tunnel. You know what I mean? It really was on his album, you know what I mean? And we ended up putting it on both our albums, you know what I mean? So, shout out Swift.
Hell yeah, man.
Man, I appreciate you, Yuck, at all times, man. You know what I'm saying? I had just posted the link on Instagram, and you liked it and commented on it. I appreciate you doing stuff like that, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, ain't nothing better than when we have artists on the show, they letting their fans know what they got going. And one thing I always liked about you, Yuck, especially not late, because I follow you on the gram, is you always, you know, when you go live, your lives be popping, my nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like, you talk that real shit, you know what I'm saying? You interact with the fans on there. And I feel like that's something that's good, especially for the fans that don't get to see you on a regular basis. You know what I'm saying? You kind of staying connected with your people. But now we've seen the trailer for the movie Us, and they got I Got 5 on it featured all through there. How did you feel when you found out that they was going to feature a song that y'all made over 20 years ago in a movie that's getting ready to come out now?
Well, we seen the trailer like a couple months ago, so we knew it was coming out, but we didn't know when, you know, exactly when. So Christmas came on Christmas Day, and them goddamn trailers start playing, niggas, during the game, and I'm like, oh, shit, it's about to drop, you know what I mean? So, I mean, it's Christmas Day. You know what I mean? For artists, I mean, goddamn, you know, they dropped that thing on Christmas. It was crazy, period. You know, definitely the commercials playing, doing, you know what I mean, them games and shit, you know. That was huge. Everybody saw it, you know. Got a million phone calls. You know what I mean? We just wait for the shit to drop. We can't wait. You know what I mean? That's a huge placement. You know what I mean? I guess the film was based in the Bay Area, Santa Cruz or something like that. So he wanted the Bay Area classic song that was eerie at the same time. And he always felt like 5-1 had these little eerie bells to it or whatever. And shit, he creeped it out. He slowed that shit down, creeped it out. Man, I ain't never heard that shit like that. So yeah, man. Shout out Jordan Pitt. Yeah, it's a good look, man. That's huge, man, for the Loonies, definitely. You know?
Man, that song never gets old.
It's a classic. You know, right? You know, it's a classic, man. We probably ain't been on the radio, you know, every motherfucking year with a new hit. But, man, as long as you got that classic, man, that's still playing 25 years later, man, we good.
Yeah, because I remember TMZ posted a video about a year or two ago of fucking Prince, one of the princes over there in England was dancing to it in the club. It was like, Jesus Christ, fucking royalty over there in England bumping I Got Five on it. I mean, that's got to speak volumes right there. You know what I'm saying? That's got to be like winning a world title or something.
Yeah, they actually called us up. TMZ and did a little interview on us on TMZ about it. So, yeah, that was a big moment too. Nigga, Prince Will dancing the five on it, you know what I mean? Putting them up in the air, and that was huge, you know what I mean? Period. So, the impact of the song is like huge, man. It's a blessing, you know, thanks to the fans, the DJs, radio stations, everybody who, you know what I mean? The labels, you know what I mean? Virgin Records, you know what I mean? Who made that motherfucker become what it became today, which is a classic, you know what I mean? People like you, Murder Dog, you know, all the people who supported us, you know what I mean? That made this shit what it is, you know what I mean? A lot of people did this, and not just us. We just made the music, but a lot of people took that shit to the top, so shout out to y'all, you know?
Man, much love and respect, man. I'll tell you what, Yuck, let's give him another one. Matter of fact, we're talking about Loonies, man. You sent me this No Pressure track right here. Tell everybody about this one, man. Is this the new Loonies track?
New No Pressure album that we dropped last year, last summer, me and Numbskull, No Pressure. It's just an EP. We'll go grab that thing, man. No Pressure, it's the title song, just me and Numb, and dude name, man, Hippie or something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man, y'all check it out. My bad. What his name?
Hippie Creed.
Yeah, I'm not. Crippy, Crippy Tree. Okay, cool. I ain't got the track list in front of me, man. My bag, man. I work on so much shit, man. But, yeah, man. We made No Pressure. Loonies, man. Y'all tap in.
Frankie, baby.
They know.
they know, they know.
Once again, it's real hip-hop right there, you know what I'm saying? I got Yuck Mouth, episode 579, Murder Master Music Show. Yeah, Loonies, man, you guys done so much over the years, and you know what I'm saying? I remember you guys did that Bottle and Blunt track with the 2 Live Crew, rest in peace, Fresh Kid Ice. You know what I'm saying? What was it like working with, you know what I'm saying, the pioneers like the 2 Live Crew so early on in your career? Did you learn anything from them? If so, what was it like?
I mean, it was just amazing because those people we looked up to, you know what I mean? So second album, Lunatic Music, we wanted to get people we looked up to. We even did some shit with Cameo, you know what I mean? Tony, all the shit. But we was out in Miami fucking with it, you know what I mean? Literally, we had everybody but Luke, you know what I mean? DJ, Mr. Mix, you know what I mean? He used to live in Oakland, you know what I mean? In my neighborhood, you know what I mean? So I knew him when I was just a teenager. You know, he knew me way back. You know what I mean? So just linking up right after that, you know what I mean? A couple of years later, doing a track with them, it was like, you know, we was fam bam already. He watched me and them. You know, he seen us both running around the neighborhood, you know, being badasses to, you know what I mean, getting a deal and doing a song with them. So it was a family thing. You know what I mean? Them dudes crazy, freaky as shit. You know, bitches everywhere. You know how they do it, you know? Miami style.
Yeah.
You know, but let's, you know, we did it. I forgot what studio was out there, but we recorded with them. It wasn't the, you know, days where you send a track and, you know, email it and they email it back. We had to be there with the big ass 2-inch reel, do the song, and then bring the reel back. So, yeah, we was in the lab with them niggas somewhere in Miami. I forgot. My memory ain't that good, but smoked too much weed. But yeah, it was a legendary session. You know what I mean? It was lit.
And you know, it's crazy. You was talking about Mix, you know, was staying in Oakland. Mix, you know what I'm saying, he's one of the pioneers of the South, but he's also one of the pioneers of the West Coast, man. He was right there at Mecola Records, 2 Live Crew, back in the day, along with the dude from Timex Social Club, man, Mike. I mean, that's a trip, you know what I'm saying, how all this stuff is connected, man. You know what I'm saying? It's all
mm-hmm.
history, you know what I'm saying? Right.
Separation, you know.
You came up under the first wave, you know what I'm saying? Then there was a second wave of artists, you know, the Spice Ones, Tupac, yourself, Drew Down, all these guys, you know what I'm saying? Who were some of the guys that you liked working with the most back in those days, you know what I'm saying? Who were some of the guys that really you always loved getting together with in the studio?
Top, shit, back in the day, 40. 40 always, it was always love fucking with him in the studio. He always had a hurricane, get motherfuckers drunk as shit. It was always just a hell of fun fucking with 40, always. People in our crew, you know, Ricky Rich, you know, Three Times Crazy, Seidel, Drew Down. Who else we was fucking with out there a lot? I say just that, you know what I mean? Period. As far as back in the day when we was getting down, Pac wasn't out of jail at the time, so Spice won, you know what I mean? We was getting down with Spice back in the day. Digital Underground definitely always got down with Shaq G and them, and my peoples are big people, big folks, you know what I mean? Our uncles, you know what I mean? Shaq G did a lot of shit on the first Looney's album, you know what I mean? So definitely Digital Underground. And shit, that's about it, you know?
Now, you didn't really get the chance, like you said, Pop was locked up, but did you get to, like, do shows with him and stuff like that prior to that or before that?
Nah, hell nah, man, none of that, because Pop went down when we came up. He went down in 94, you know what I mean? So he was in jail, like, when we was on our way coming up, you know what I mean? And then we dropped in 95. He got out at the end of 95, I think. End of 95. End of 95. You know what I mean? By that time, 500 out, all the shit. So we rocking. He gets out. You know, we ain't did no shows with him. We overseas and shit. As soon as, I think, January, we went straight overseas. So when he was out doing his MTV thing with Snoop and everything, California Love and all that shit, we was overseas. So, but he wanted to get us on the One Nation album, which he got Drew Down and Numb on. I was locked in jail or something, I think, and they got on the album. They was in the studio. So, yeah, they got to work with him, but not me.
Yeah, but that was definitely inevitable. That was going to happen eventually.
Well, Drew,
you know what I'm saying?
And Drew Down was on the All Eyes on Me album. It's all about you. So Drew Down worked with him a few times, you know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, most definitely, man. Pog, I think the rap game would be much different if he was here today. I think he would be keeping shit in line, you know what I mean? He was just one of them dudes that people wanted to follow, man. They wanted to listen to, you know what I'm saying? What was it like, I mean, you know, talking to him and just chopping it up with him? What was Pac like as a person?
Oh, man, you get a good Pac or you get a bad Pac. That's all I'm going to say, man. He'd be the coolest motherfucker. Well, that's it. You know what I mean? The coolest motherfucker is him coming in the studio, smoking hella weed, talking this shit, clowning. You know, and then Pac on the bad days, you know what I mean? You asking them, nigga, you know, shit, man, let me buy some weed off of you. Nigga, I ain't the motherfucking weed, man. Don't be coming at me like that. You'll get that one, you know what I mean? Or you'll get them in the studio, you know, cussing out the engineer. Goat mouth, what the fuck you doing, goat mouth? You on that motherfucker, goat mouth, motherfucker? What I tell you, turn the motherfucking light on, goat mouth? Like, he would go hard on the engineer, you know. Sometimes it's just smooth, you know what I mean? So Pac was that type of dude, you know what I mean? Period. You're going to get night and day, a good Pac or the bad Pac. You always want the good Pac, though. You don't want the bad Pac. You might get beat up.
Yeah. Bad Pac come out like a Chucky doll or something. But yeah, man, it seems like he was very serious and passionate about his work. Like, there was no playing around, you know what I'm saying, when it was time to go to work. I remember Cocaine and Spice One was on. They was talking about kicking it with him on the gang-related movie set, and they was clowning him for wearing cop clothes and shit like that, and you know what I'm saying? It just seems like he would have been a real fun guy to be around, but I guess there's a good side and a bad side of everybody.
Definitely. Speaking of, what you just said, that you just bought something up and it sparked something, man, but I let it pass, man. I forgot what you just said that made me remember something about Pop. Oh, yeah, you say how he records. He's serious about recording. He's so serious that niggas is speed writing. Like, if you didn't get it, if you weren't done by the time he was done in that booth and the other niggas was done, they on to the next song. You didn't make the song. So the Outlaws, they write shit. They was, when I first got with them, with the Pac, he's still balling. It was incredible how fast they wrote their fucking verses and laid it, like, in one take. I'm like, God damn, that's quick as shit. But they learned from Pac. They had to write their shit and lay that shit in one take, or you wouldn't be on the song, you know what I mean? So he was serious. He didn't give a fuck, outlaw or not, homie or not, you know what I mean, big artist or not. Nigga, if you ain't wrote your shit in time, we on to the next song, you know? So he was serious,
yeah.
You know?
I heard that he let him hear SIBO, and he was like, man, this the motherfucker you need to be like. You know what I'm saying? He let him get a good glimpse of what SIBO had to offer. You know what I'm saying? And way back in the day.
Probably Outlaws can tell you that. I really don't know.
Yeah, SIBO was a monster, man. Speaking of SIBO, happy birthday to him. It's his birthday today.
Well, yeah,
he's still putting out 20 albums a year or whatever the hell. He just dropped one. He just dropped another album.
That animal single with the video. Nigga, go support the mob, man. Definitely go support my bro SIBO shit, man. Get that album, man. Animal out right now in the video. Go check that out. Support the mob and hit that nigga on his page and wish him happy birthday. You did?
Yeah, most definitely. Most definitely, man. And you got a huge body of work as well. You know what I'm saying? You just dropped a collaboration project with Jay Hood. Shout out to Jay Hood. Man, what's it like, you know, combining the East and the West? I love that, man. Whose idea was that? Was that his or yours?
Basically, I think it was his, you know what I mean? It was his idea to do the album, you know what I mean? I got him on a couple features. He got me on a couple features. And you know, the chemistry was there, you know what I mean, period. Me with like an East Coast, West Coast type of style, you know, it matched well, you know what I mean, with an East Coast rapper. So, yeah, we got straight to it. It took a minute, though, you know what I mean. We was both doing our thing, had different ventures and shit going on, but we finally got to it and shit knocked it out the park, man. So just working with that dude is dope, you know what I mean. He's quick, you know what I mean. He's sharp, he's witty with his shit, he's business-minded, he own his shit. You know what I mean? So it was good to have a person that's passionate about the music as you are. You know what I mean? Because you can do music.
Daddy, it's short.
Hey, I love it.
It's me, Batman Jazz.
No, I'm not the Batman Jazz. Wow.
Get a viewer.
Okay. Hold on, Jazz.
I have to do a call. Come on.
Hold on. My son loved me, man. He ain't going to not let me get an interview off anyway, man. What we was talking about?
Yeah, we was talking about Jay Hood, collaborating with Jay Hood.
Jay Hood, man. Jay Hood dope as shit, man. You know, he's from the D-Black cloth, you know what I mean? So to be around Jada and all them niggas, you had to be dope, period. So, you know what I mean? It was a great project, man. We definitely going to be working on part two. I forgot about that. We're going to draw Savage part two this year, too. So, yeah, I'm on one, my G. You know, shout out Jay Hood.
Hell yeah, man. I'm going to go to another track, but before I do, I'm going to bring on the homie Sim from France. I know it's 4 a.m. where he's at. He's probably sleepy here. Sim, you there, brother?
Yes, sir. Hi, Scott. Hi, your mouse.
What's poppin' with the playboy?
Yeah, I'm fine. It's good here. Yeah, no problem. I got a question about your album, The Pressure. The song Surrounded by Warriors with Mr. Fab. Can you tell us about this one?
Oh, the Warriors song.
Warriors. Yeah.
Yes,
Surrounded by Warriors?
Yeah.
Yeah, what about the song?
Yeah, Surrounded by Warriors with Mr. Fab.
he just wants to know about it, I guess.
Yeah. Mr. Fab is on there. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I had to do it for the Warriors, you know what I mean, represent, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they seem to be getting things together now. How are they doing? Are they coming together a little bit? Are they still, I know they slaughtered the Bulls the other day. It was fucking embarrassing.
Yeah, they getting it together. They definitely going to the playoffs and the finals, you know what I mean, period. You know, no matter what type of, you know, it's 82, 84 games or some shit like that. So they got time to get it together, you know.
Yeah, Durant said the other day, like, who gives a shit about the regular season? as long as you get to the fucking finals.
Let's get to the finals, yeah. For real, that's when motherfuckers turn up, you know, definitely. So, hell yeah, thanks for calling in, Playboy.
Yeah, I got a little question about back in the day, you did the song Sacrifice My Life on your album Turned Out. Tell us about the song and the man you was at this time.
Sacrifice My Life is just basically about my grandma, my mom, you know what I mean, my pops, you know what I mean, basically. And I was saying I sacrificed my life if I could bring them back to life. You know what I mean, basically because, you know, the success with all the music and shit happened when they were gone, you know what I mean. So I give anything to have them here to witness, you know what I mean, and, you know, to give me guidance through this shit, you know what I mean. So it was just a song that I had to express, you know what I mean? I couldn't express on the Looney album, you know what I mean? Because me and them ain't living through that, you know what I mean? He got his parents, I don't. You know, he got his, probably got his grandparents, I don't. So I just wanted to express that, you know what I mean, on my solo album. And I know a lot of people that went through that, you know what I mean? And had their mama die, their dad die, didn't know how to take it, or, you know, didn't know how to deal with it, you know what I mean? Or their grandma died, you know what I mean? That they used to live with all their life until they got grown. You know what I mean? Old enough to, you know, move by themselves. You know what I mean? That hurts. You know what I mean? You took a crucial, you know what I mean, element out of somebody's life. You know what I mean? So I just expressed it in music. You know what I mean? And I know a lot of people going through it. So I just want to speak for all of us, you know?
Yeah, for sure. Also, on this album, the cover was done by Pen & Pixel. Is it you have the idea of the design behind the logo and all that?
Yeah, I did the logo.
This album?
Yeah, the logo. I did the logo in a camp in 92. I was in juvenile camp, and I came up with the name and the logo. I'm a cartoonist, so I drew the condom man with the name and the 40 ounce and the gun and all of the shit, the cum coming out the shoe and all that shit, and made the logo.
Yes, cover was amazing.
That's one of the most original logos I've ever seen in my life. It still ain't been topped to this day.
That's
it. Fucking crazy.
It,
I mean, you know that's the loonies when you see it. I mean.
Yeah, but our shit, like, back in the day used to be, like, what, sex, drugs, and rock and roll. That condom is the whole shit. Sex, drugs, violence, you know what I mean, with the gun. You know, sex, drugs, and violence. That's what hip-hop is, sex, drugs, and violence. So that's what the logo is. The drugs is the 40, you know what I mean? The sex is the condom. The violence is the gun. There you have it, sex, drugs, and violence. You know what I mean? Just like sex, drugs, and rock and roll. You know what I mean? Same shit, you know?
Hell yeah, man, that's real talk. I tell you what, Yuck, let's go to one more song, then I want to come back and close it up, you know what I'm saying, give you the floor, you know what I'm saying, chop it up a little bit more. This one here, I guess this one, you and Jay Hood, Keep It Gangster, man. Tell everybody about this, Yuck.
Oh yeah, man, me and Jay Hood featuring Stickman, you know what I mean, ODG, you know what I mean, Smoke A Lot Records, this off that goddamn Savages album. You know, all digital platforms and in stores, all moms and pops and all the stores that still sell albums. You know what I mean? CDs, I mean, go grab that. But yeah, man, BJ Hood, Keep It Gangster, man. We got a video on YouTube. Go check that out, man. But Savages, man, Yuck Mouth, J Hood, Stick, man, Keep It Gangster. Yada da.
Keep it gangster. My lawyer beat the case to show your face, let them arraign you. We out the dough. Louis Brie full of paper. Still one up in the chamber. Got 30s on the Wrangler. I'm out the dough. Like G Money, this shit gon' make us rich.
How rich?
This shit right here gon' make every bitch suck your dick.
The fuck is this?
I call it fence. We getting 30 your bricks and bust it down in the zips and double triple your chips.
Lord.
Teamwork and make the dream work. Yeah. Don't run off on the plug. Niggas could die from that ski skirt. That blast get you fucked up. Them North A's ain't suckers.
Nah.
Serenios ain't suckers. I'm tapped in with y'all hustlers. They love your boy.
Boy.
I've been a boy since silk shirts and corduroys. Crack rap will hop in the blender. I'm telling girl and boys.
Boy.
I keep it gangster with a capital G and follow the code with a capital C. I'm from a different club.
All we wanna do is get this paid.
Get this money, nigga.
Mexican tequila with no chaser. Niggas better get it right.
Yeah.
Them niggas show you right. All day, every day, we keep it gangsta.
Yeah.
All we wanna do is get this paper.
Get this
Mexican
money.
Tequila with no chaser.
Yeah.
Niggas better get it right. Rip them niggas show you right. All day, every day, we keep it gangsta.
Tell them, keep it gangsta. That's a Da Vinci. Triple black Porsche Panamera with a Lewinsky. Then people snatch you, exercise your right to remain silent. I'm made, but I blazed. I'm humble, but yet violent. Say what the fuck I want, so I guess you could say I'm Trumpish. Intelligently ignorant, a genius that's with the dumb shit. I stay with a stick, bitch, call me the clever man. Been nice with the metal since niggas who was playing Mega Man. Let's trade, ho, I'ma send shots like Clarkson. Got a couple bad Cape Verdeans out in Boston. Boston, mob, that's the rules that we exist by. 32 seats on them ammo planes when them clips fly. But all we really wanna do is get this fucking paper. Got a set of young dreads that get it in out in Naples. Savages, the big bro, Yuck and I. Cross the regime, I point the beam and fuck you guys.
See, all we wanna do is get this paper.
Get this money, nigga.
Mexican tequila with no chaser. Right.
Yeah.
Them niggas show you right. All day, every day, we keep it gangsta.
Yeah.
All we wanna do is get this paper.
Get this
Mexican
money.
Mexican tequila.
up and say it. Gotta get this paper.
Talking about a hell of a show. You know what I'm saying? We're going to close out episode 579. Let's bring everybody back on, man. Yuck, I want to give you the floor, brother, because I want to make sure you let everybody know, man, what you got out right now, what's coming out, where they can get at you if they want to get one of those dope-ass 16s, man.
Definitely, man. Shit, the IG is right at Regime General. The Twitter is at The Real Yuck Mouth, T-H-A. Real Yuck Mouth, the website is SmokeLotRecords.com, man. And shit, man, whole lot of shit going down, albums, you know what I mean, tours, everything popping, man. So just tap in on my IG, my Twitter, and my website for updates. Include music, videos, all the shit, man. So just tap in, fuck with the kid, man, period. Yuck Mouth, man, I'm out this bitch. Well, my.
Hell yeah, be easy, brother. You take care, man. Always an honor having Yuck Mouth on the show. You know what I'm saying? We look forward to the next time. You know what I'm saying? Until then, you know what I'm saying? Just keep fucking with us. UGSforLife.com.
UGS for life.
The mechanics.
Zilla, I was loony for the loonies. Mackie with the chopper, dump your body in the boonies. Free my nigga WL, free my nigga Mooney. Rest in peace to Tuffy, we gon' hold it down with Foony. Goonie, I take your treasure chest, this ain't a move. Tootie, the 40 got a drum like a Uzi. My niggas like a Susie, knock it down for a loosely. Jama Okumi, keep 2 sticks on me like Bruce Lee. That Taurus kick like Chuck Norris and Jet Li. My pedigree, the block locksmith, I'm tryna sell a key. Then I whip it on the stove, got that recipe. It's rest in peace, Big C, he from the S&B. I'm a pharmaceutist, this my drug store. Well, my shooters have turf wars with drug lords. Rob a nigga, take his chain on a world tour. That's why you call him Black and Durafor. You fucking with the bill,
the bill, the goddamn bill, the bill, the bill, the goddamn bill, the bill, the bill, the goddamn bill.
All you niggas fake mobbing, we the mob for real, nigga.
The bill, the bill, the goddamn bill, the bill, the bill, the goddamn bill, the bill, the bill, the goddamn bill.
Black home, it's the mob for real.
Love, Philly Mitchell, Low D, Big Black, Uncle Tuffy, Uncle Steve, Uncle Chuck, we're coming back. Yeah, disrespect the mob, be getting whacked. Lay them down like a sleepover, asthma, we attack. Yeah, R.I.P. Pooka, R.I.P. Frank, knock it down for free, man. Got more guns than Star Shank.
Really?
X hard, I made them change like an arcade. Headshot, knock the sides off, ball fade. Village niggas, tell them money, yeah, it's grind time. When I pull that sense of bullets from the blind side.
Mobbing, we the mob for real, nigga.
The bill, the goddamn bill, the bill, the bill, the goddamn bill.
y'all. Two fingers see the middle when the trigger finger fell and ride with a life sentence in a wrinkle, nigga. Issues with the mob, niggas wouldn't wanna be you, nigga. Fuck a rap beef, we gon' smoke you when we see you, nigga. My young niggas quit the shoot, murder right through the roof, knock your family free, damn from the motherfucking roof. My wood in my gun, smoking bullets, leave your lungs open. Gangsta taking over on some real shit, we run over. Let a nigga say something, I bet a nigga spray something. Got these niggas shook off two words. Face coming with the Drake bus name in that top to face something. Slap you with the sock of the top, bet you I'll break something.
The bill, the bill, the goddamn bill. The bill, the bill, the goddamn bill. The bill, the bill, the goddamn bill.
All you niggas fake mobbing, we the mob for real, nigga.
The bill, the bill, the goddamn bill. The bill, the bill, the goddamn bill. The bill, the bill, the goddamn bill.
Lil D and Black Home, it's the mob for real, nigga.
Mechanics.